Good morning, everybody. Ricky, thank you for your faithfulness. You have no idea how important that is to God. Good job, Ricky. Lord, we praise you and we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for your gift of salvation, Lord, all your many blessings. We pray, Lord, that your presence will fill this place, that your heart, that your word will be in our heart, Lord. May your heart be blessed by everything you hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is probably going to be kind of short today. I have something going on, and I don't know what it is. It's interesting. It might have something to do with my blood pressure all of a sudden skyrocketing. It may be, have something to do with the medicine I'm taking because my blood pressure is. But what are you going to do? What's the worst thing that can happen to a Christian? The worst thing that can happen to a Christian is to go to heaven. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen to us. You don't understand that, do you? In other words, there really isn't going to be, it's going to be wonderful things. So the worst thing that can happen to us is something wonderful because we're believers in Jesus Christ. Because we have, like Paul said in Titus, we have this hope. The God who cannot lie has promised before the world began. God has promised. That's our hope. My notes are a mess. I had trouble with it last night, and finally I just went to bed. But thank you, Lord. Does anybody know what day it is? It's Sunday. It's also, today starts the Feast of Trumpets. In fact, in Israel, it starts when there's three stars in the evening sky. And what time is that here? It's right about now. There's either 8 or 9 hours difference. Nine? I was counting on you, Carlton. Yeah. So that means it's now, when that trumpet sounds. Is this going to be the year? Is this going to be the time? I don't know.
But we'll try this again. I failed miserable all the other times I've tried this. Anybody recognize that song? Does Jesus Loves Me? I know they have a way of... I probably ought to use the microphone. This barely fits in here. Well, it might take me a while to do that.
Feast of Trumpets. Trumpet, the trumpet is a symbol of testimony. And the trumpet is connected with the gathering and repentance of Israel. What does that have to do with us? He's going to gather us. And, of course, there's going to have to be repentance involved, isn't it? Isaiah 18:3, all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye when he lifted up an ensign in the mountains and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. When in the year is the Feast of Trumpets? Is it the beginning of the year or is it the end of the year? There's two New Years in Israel. Actually, there's two New Years in the United States. We have a civil year. What do they call that? A business? Anyway. And we also have a ceremonial. One starts in the United States, it starts the 1st of July. The other starts the 1st of January. In Israel, the civil law starts today. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. The ceremonial law starts January 1st. Or not January 1st, on the Nisan. It starts with Passover. What is it you find in Scripture when you look at the prophecies concerning the end of the age? Trumpets. The trumpets announce the coming of kings and kingdoms, the approaching of armies. So it is prophesied that when the trumpet sounds, the kingdom of God will come. The trumpets call the people of Israel to gather before God. There's going to come a time when we're going to be gathered by God, aren't we? And like our sister Shirley always says, Jesus is coming soon. The trumpets called the people of Israel to gather before God, and it's prophesied that at the sound of the trumpet, God's people will be gathered up to his presence. The sound of the trumpet was a wake-up call. So too, it is said that when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ will wake. It'll be a wake-up call. And we are told that the sound of the trumpet announced the beginning of a king's reign. So we are told that when the trumpet sounds, the reign of the king will begin. The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of the Lord. The trumpet sounding is the equivalent of God saying, come to me, my people. Leviticus chapter 23 through 25. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Of course, it's a different date every year, depending on the moon and depending on their calendar. You shall have a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of trumpets. A memorial. You know, when we think of memorials, we think of something that's happened. But actually, for the Feast of Trumpet, it's not about so much as something that's happened. It's a memorial of something that's going to happen. It's us keeping in mind that it's going to happen. It's us keeping in mind that it will be. A memorial. Why is it called a memorial? Because it memorializes. That makes sense, doesn't it? It keeps in memory. It literally holds fast in memory. What does it keep in memory? Some say it keeps in memory the creation, because apparently it's believed by some that that happened on the same day that we observe the Feast of Trumpets. Some say that it was when Adam was created. A holy convocation, a holy gathering, a holy assembly. Is God going to gather us together? Is God going to assemble us together? Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month and the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Psalm 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. A joyful sound. The trumpets are the joyful sound. Verse 25, I might be going back and forth in this because, my notes aren't too orderly today. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. You shall make an offering. You shall offer an offering. What offering do we offer? Ourselves? But yet the offering was made for us, wasn't it? And Abraham in Genesis 22:8, his son had asked, I see the fire and I see the wood, but where's the lamb for the offering? He thought that there was something wrong. And what did Abraham say? Abraham said, my God, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. I like it in the King James Version because it says he will offer himself, not offer for himself. He says that he will offer himself a lamb. He will offer the offering, and it will be himself. Numbers 10, 7, and 8. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron the priest will blow with trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout generations. The holy feasts, we see them spread out all through the holy year. There are seven feasts. Four of them have been fulfilled. Three or maybe four are in the spring. Because the fourth one, sometimes it's in the spring, sometimes it's in the early summer, depending on what the calendar is doing. The first one was Passover. Passover speaks of redemption. It typically stands for Christ, our Passover, that was sacrificed. The second one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This feast speaks of communion with Christ. The third one, the Feast of First Fruits, speaks of resurrection. The first out of the ground. Isn't that amazing? Christ became the first fruit out of the ground. The first resurrected, the first fruit. The fourth one is Pentecost, in Hebrew it's Shavuot. It's when the Holy Spirit descended to form the church, when he came down to our level. And also before that on Mount Sinai, it was when the law was given. Once again, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that no one knows the hour of the day when the Lord comes back. Only the Father knows. It's interesting because the Feast of Trumpets is actually a two-day feast. It starts right about now, as I said. It's the evening. It's when the three stars are in the visible in the sky. Trumpets are sounding all day long. But when's that last trump going to sound? They start in the east. And it's like a relay that comes towards Jerusalem. It ends up in Jerusalem, and finally the last trumpet will sound. It talks about lightning going from the east to the west. And if we have lightning, we usually have thunder, don't we? And the thunder sounds a lot like, or the trumpets sound an awful lot like thunder. The hour of the day is not known, he says. The hour of the day is not known when that last trump is going to sound. Because it could be tonight, it could be tomorrow. It could be 2 days. So what should we be doing . What are we to do . We have to wait patiently, don't we? And we have to be prepared. Because he's coming back soon. I've always had a feeling, I'm not going to say this definitely, but I've always had a feeling that when he comes back, it's going to be on the Feast of Trumpets. No one knows the hour of the day. We know we're getting close to the end. Jesus said we won't know the date, but we're going to know the season. We're going to see the conditions of the world and what's happening. How much time do you think we have left? Is the rapture going to come before the tribulation? Is the tribulation going to come first? I don't know for sure. Does that shock you? I just believe in being prepared for whatever is going to happen. Linda used to refer to it as being a pan trib, you know, however it pans out. Should it really matter to us? That should be a very unimportant deal, isn't it? What's important is we're ready. We're prepared. Keep your candle lit. Keep oil in your lamp. Be ready. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you have a plan. You have a plan for each one of us. What a wonderful plan. What love. What mercy. What grace. Lord, just help us to be patient and help us to be ready, Lord. Lord, bless your people this morning. Keep us close to you. Keep us strong in you. Keep us focused on you. Be with us today, Lord. And keep us safe. till we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody.